We're here at World Pork Expo and just had a presentation from Beringer Ingelheim on utilizing the infection chain model. And one of the presenters was Dr. Eduardo Fano. And he is a swine technical manager with BI. He talked about using the infection chain prevention chain to prevent mycoplasma, specifically the MHIO. And first of all, Eduardo, what you talked about what the current MHIO infection status is, both in the U.S. And other countries. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the current status is there is some perception that there is kind of a lack of efficacy of vaccine or vaccination protocols. And it's the same in other countries. I can give you the example of Brazil with the big swine industry. It's more or less the same situation. And so in those cases, it's very important to try to understand the whole picture of the mycoplasma infection. And we can do it with the infection chain concept.
And you showed how what we're seeing as far as prevalence it and how that relates to severity of MHIO.
Yeah, there is several studies. One of them performed by the University of Minnesota in 2007, where I was there as a PhD student. So we correlate prevalence at weaning with the severity of the disease. So we calculate the prevalence at weaning in several groups, several farms. We follow those groups until slaughterhouse, and we could correlate the higher prevalence at weaning with higher severity of the disease. And this study also, these kind of studies were replicated in Europe also, and they found similar results.
So explain the MHIO infection chain, the three different levels, and just talk about that.
Yeah, the beginning, the first link is the guilt, is the guilt status. If you have a negative guilt, you're going to expose that guilt going to shed mycoplasma, going to have, we can have an active infection dynamics of mycoplasma in sow herd. That infection pressure of the sow herd can go by vertical transmission, can house the colonization. So we have these prevalence at weaning. So at that point, we're talking about of the second level, so on the sow herd. And the third level is when we have this weaned pig that is already colonized, or a percentage of that group is colonized. And after that, we have the horizontal transmission in the level 3. So, and we're going to have clinical signs maybe at 15, 20 weeks of age, something like that. So level 1 is guilt, level 2 is sow herd, level 3 is nursery and finishing.
So how does these different links in the infection chain, how does it help show you the prevention chain then?
Yeah, if you understand that the first link of the infection is guilt, and the second one is sow herd, and the last one is what we see clinically in finishing, if you understand that infection chain, it is easy to understand what are the links of the prevention chain that you can work. For example, if you know that the guilt is very important, so you're going to do, or you're going to try to do a good exposure work in the guilt, or minimize excretion to do something about it, and in other works you want to try to develop the perfect adaptation process or protocol for that guild in order to avoid circulation of the agent in the sow herd. So and at that point the next level would be to understand what is the best way to manage vertical transmission.
That's the next point, and that's where you hope to get to, and this is where it's going to make a difference as far as a producer is concerned, right?
Yes, that's the point. If we can manage this statement that it like peers, it's the same with mycoplasma. We try to minimize exposure and maximize immunity. If you do a good job in level 1 or 2, you are minimizing exposure. So the next point is how you going to maximize immunity in the piglet. Yes, you're going to maximize immunity in piglet, but previous that, you need to do a good job minimizing exposure. And that is the job that you do in level 1 and 2.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.